والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، فالحمد لله على ما منا به من تكرار هذه المجالس فعلى بركة الله نبدأ.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى began by saying, began by praising Allah سبحانه وتعالى and saying the praises and salutations of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى proceeded to thank Allah عز وجل for allowing us to come together to continue these blessed gatherings wherein we study this book, Riyad al-Salihin. And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that we will proceed with the blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. يقول المصنف أبو زكريا يحيى بن شرف النووي رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين: باب فضل الزهد في الدنيا والحث على التقلل منها وفضل الفقر. قال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن عمرة بن الحارث أخي جويرية بنت الحارث أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قال: ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند موته دينارا ولا درهما ولا عبد ولا أمة ولا شيء إلا بغلته البيضاء التي كان يركبها وسلاحه وأرضا جعلها لابن السبيل صدقة. رواه البخاري.
رقم ذكرنا فيما مضى في النصوص الواردة في أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان شديد الاعتناء بسرعة إيصال الحقوق لمستحقيها من أموال الصدقة.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى stated that we previously mentioned in the previous jurus or the previous letters that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was keen and he would hasten to return the rights of those people with regards to money and wealth, return the wealth and the money to those people who were deserving of it in a hasty manner.
وهذا ليس معناه أن الإنسان يتمنى الفقر.
And this does not mean, it should not be understood that the individual hopes for, wishes for poverty.
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يستعيذ بالله من الفقر.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek refuge in Allah from poverty.
ولكن يبين في هذا أن الإنسان كل ما قل حمله قل حسابه.
Rather, what is understood from this is that as long as the individual, or as much as the individual, as much as the individual minimizes his wealth or what comes with having wealth, then his hisab or what he will be held accountable for will be minimized likewise on the day of judgment.
ولذلك كان من دعاء صلى الله عليه وسلم: احشرني في زمرة المساكين.
And due to this fact, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from his supplications that he used to make, he used to ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to raise him on the day of judgment amongst the company of the masakin.
ما معنى الزهد؟ What means زهد؟
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is asking the word زهد. This word that the Shaykh previously explained in the previous lessons.
قلنا الزهد معنى ومن الورع معنى.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى mentioned the definitions of الزهد and also الورع.
قلنا الورع ترك ما قد يضر في الدار الآخرة.
And الورع is leaving of that which could harm the individual on the day of judgment or in the Akhirah.
ولكن الزهد ذكرنا له معنى.
And with regards to zuhd, the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى previously mentioned and gave us the definition of this word as zuhd.
Is there anybody remember the answer? No. ترك ما لا ينفع في الدار.
Leaving that or leaving of that which does not benefit.
هذا هو الزهد.
In the afterlife. And this is the definition of zuhd.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن خباب بن العرج رضي الله عنه قال: هاجرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نلتمس وجه الله تعالى فوقع اجرنا.
عن خباب بن العرج
وعن قباب بن الأرت رضي الله عنه قال: هاجمنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نلتمس وجه الله تعالى، فوقع أجرنا على الله، فمنا من مات ولم يأكل من أجره شيئا، منهم مصعب بن عمير رضي الله عنه قتل يوم أحد وترك نمرة، فكنا إذا غطينا بها رأسه بدت رجلاه، فإذا غطينا بها رجليه بدا رأسه، فأمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نغطي رأسه ونجعل على رجليه شيئا من الإبخر، ومنا من أينعت له ثمرته فهو يهدبها. متفق عليه،
أي يتناول منها.
And the last part of this hadith means that he will get that or receive that portion of what it is, he will be rewarded for.
يهدبها أي يتناول من هدلها أي من ثمارها.
He will reap the fruits of what he harvested.
ولكل عند الله أجر.
And each of them will have their respective reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وخيركم من طال عمره وحسن عمله.
And like what is said in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the best of you is that as he gets older, his deeds become better.
هذا دليل أن مصعب بن عمير مات وليس عنده إلا تلك النمرة، فلما كفنوه غطوا بها.
And he shows that this Sahabi, مصعب بن عمير, may Allah be pleased with him, that when he died, this was his only possession, his possession of cloth, which he was charmed with.
رضي الله عنه.
May Allah be pleased with him.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى: وعن سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ماء. رواه الترمذي وقال: حديث صحيح.
ما تسود.
It doesn't equal that.
هل لجناح البعوضة خيم؟
The Shaykh is asking the question of the Shaykh, does the wing of a mosquito have any love or have any value?
Come, Janah.
The Shaykh said, how many?
Come.
How much?
It
has no value.
لو مليون بعوضة.
If there was a million mosquitoes,
نضع عليها مبيد نقتل.
And we destroy them with pesticides. We kill them with pesticides.
خلص منها. فضلا على أن تباع وتشترى.
The Shaykh said that this is what we do with them. يعني, and nobody sells them or seeks to benefit from them monetarily.
لهوانها على الله.
To show this, the insignificance of the dunya with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ما سقى كافر منها شربة.
Because this dunya, because it is worthless in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it had any value, this dunya, then the kafir would not even be given anything to drink from it.
معنى هذا أن
what does it mean?
لا تكون الدنيا مقدمة في حياتنا بحيث نتنافس عليها، نغضب لأجلها، نحب لأجلها، نقرب لأجلها، نبغض لأجلها. ما تسوى جناح بعوض.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that what is derived from this hadith is that the dunya should not be our primary concern while we are in this worldly life. It is not what we should compete towards, nor is it something that we should base love and hate or allegiance upon. Rather, what is from this hadith is that it doesn't amount to the wing of a mosquito on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فهل عرفنا هذا المعنى؟
And the Shaykh Habib Allah ta'ala is asking the question, do we realize the meaning of this hadith?
هل فهمنا هذا المعنى؟
Do we understand the meaning of this hadith?
Answer. هل طبقنا؟
Have we applied it?
حقيقة الدنيا مستوى يكفينا شر.
The Shaykh made supplication that Allah prevents us and protects us from the evil of this dunya.
حلت في النفوس سيطرت على أهلها.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if the dunya becomes the primary concern upon the soul, then it takes control and it dominates the soul of the individual. And this individual, the scales with which he weighs things or assesses things, this becomes his primary concern, the dunya. And this is how he sees things and how he values things through the lens of the dunya.
للمصالح التي سيحققها من خلال هذه المعرفة، لا لأنها حب في الله، لا لا، إيش المصلحة؟
His relationship that he has with you, is it based upon loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, rather it is some dunya goal that he seeks to obtain, some maslaha or some benefit that he seeks to obtain from the dunya, and because of this he has become your companion or become your friend, simply because there is a maslaha behind that relationship.
ولذلك لما قرأ قتل ابن عباس قوله تعالى الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين، قال فأصبحت مؤاخاة عامة الناس على أمر الدنيا.
And due to this fact, when Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, when he recited this ayah, the verse, the meaning of الأخلاء يومئذ, the brothers and the people who are companions in this dunya, on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment, they will be enemies except the muttaqin. And Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما, he stated with regards to this, he said, and in today's time, talking about his time, he says the majority of brotherhood or companionship that was between the people, it occurred due to something wanted or the dunya was sought by having these relationships.
إذا كان ابن عباس يقول هذا كلام في الزمان ماذا نقول؟
The Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala stated that if this is what Ibn Abbas said during his time, what will we say about our time?
لا نسلم على فلان قال هذا كذا ووظيفته كذا فيبدأ يفكر في المصالح التي سأحققها من خلال معرفتي بفلان.
A person introduces someone else to someone and he says this is so-and-so and this is his position and he mentions his job title. The person upon meeting him, he thinks that or he asks himself, what benefit is for me from knowing this person? How can I benefit from knowing this person? How can I benefit from my relationship with this person?
هذه معاني هذا الحديث.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that this is from the meaning or one of the meanings of this hadith.
من بعض المعاني.
Some of the meanings of this hadith.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ألا إن الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما ولاه وعالما ومتعلما رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
إلا ذكر الله الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه
إلا ذكر الله وما والاه
يعني ما كان قريبا منه.
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that the meaning of this word wama wala meaning that which is close to or comes to or helps in the dhikr of Allah.
هذا الحديث فيه ضعف.
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that there are those from the ulama who say that this hadith is weak.
ولكن يحسنه بعضهم.
There are also, likewise, there are also scholars of hadith who deem this hadith as being hasan.
ما معنى ملعونة ملعون ما فيها؟
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is asking a question, what does it mean that the dunya is cursed and what is therein is likewise cursed?
الذي يقرب إلى الله استثنية هنا.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that which brings one closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is made as an exception in this hadith.
أربعة.
There are four issues which have been excused or made as an exception to what is found in this hadith.
واحد ذكر الله.
The first one, the ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
اثنين ما والاه.
The second one, that which follows it or which comes close to it.
ثلاثة عالم.
The third one, an عالم or a scholar.
أربعة متعلم.
And the last one, the fourth one, متعلم, one who seeks knowledge or the one who learns.
احذر أن تكون حياتك في غير هذه الأربعة.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said, beware that your situation is other than these four.
فالأرض مليئة بالأشواك.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that the earth is filled with those things that are desired.
وخطوة في غير هذه الأربعة أمور خطوة خطيرة.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that a step towards anything in the dunya other than these four mentioned is a dangerous step that the individual is taking, or a dangerous path upon which he is traversing.
فانتبه من الملعونة الملعون ما فيها.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that beware of that which is cursed, and that which is in it is likewise cursed.
ما معنى اللعنة؟
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is asking, what does this word لعنة, or this word that is loosely translated as curse mean?
الطرد والإبعاد من رحمة الله.
It is the distancing or furthering from the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
حمان الله وإياكم.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is asking, that Allah protect us from that. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تتخذوا بيعة فترغبوا في الدنيا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن.
لأن كثرة الالتفات للدنيا الضيعة هنا معناها الزروع.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that what is mentioned in the hadith, the Arabic word al-bay'a, it means al-zuru' or those things like farms, those things that are farmed.
Basateen.
Whether it be gardens.
Al-azhar.
Also gardens and flowers and stuff of this nature.
Taraf.
And then the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that it exemplifies living in luxury.
حتى لا يضيع في الضيعة.
So that the individual that lost anything, that ultimately will be lost.
فترغبوا في الدنيا. تصبح الدنيا هي مقدمة عنده. فيكره الآخرة.
So the individual busies himself with these things so much so that he is negligent of the Akhirah. He becomes busy with these affairs of the dunya so much so to the extent that he becomes unaware of the Akhirah.
أما علمت أن الدنيا فانية.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is reciting some poetry. Did not the individual know that the dunya will end?
والآخرة باقية.
And the akhirah is that which will remain.
والآخرة خير وأبقى.
And the akhirah is better, and it is that which will remain.
إذا تعلقت في قلوبنا بالدنيا.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that if our hearts are connected to the dunya.
سنعمل لها فقط.
Then we will work towards the dunya only.
وإذا تعلقت قلوبنا في الآخرة.
And if our hearts are connected and in desire of the akhirah.
سنعمل لها فقط.
Then we will work towards. We will only work towards the akhirah.
الدنيا سلم للآخرة.
So the dunya is like a ladder which is used to go to the akhirah.
فلا تشغلنا.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that due to this fact, we cannot busy ourselves with it.
ونحن شغلنا فيه.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that the reality is that we become busy with the dunya.
وهي ابتلاء امتحان.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى said that this is a test and a trial and a tribulation for the individual.
Alhamdulillah.
The Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى is recounting when Alhamdulillah, one of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of his companions,
راه أبو بكر الصديق في الطريق وهو يحدث نفسه نافق حمدالله نافق.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah be pleased with him, and he saw Abu Bakr, or he met Abu Bakr in the street, and at this time, Alhamdulillah was talking to himself, he was accusing himself of having some sort of hypocrisy. He was saying, Alhamdulillah has become a hypocrite.
قال أبو بكر ما بك يا حمد؟
أنا أبو بكر آسم. He said, oh, alhamdulillah, what is with you?
قال أما ترى إذا كنا عند رسول الله وحدثنا عن الجنة كأننا نراها رأي عين، وإذا حدثنا عن النار كأن. ثم ذكر بالأجواء الإيمانية لما يكونوا محاذين لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإذا عدنا إلى الزوجات وإلى الأبناء والبيوت وعافسنا نسينا وانشغلنا ما فرح انقرى. فقال أبو بكر أما إني لأجد ما تجد. فذهبوا يشتكون أنفسهم عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الشيخ
حميد
الله تعالى سيدنا when Abu Bakr asked Hamdala, what is with you? Hamdala stated, you are finding yourself that when we are in the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and he speaks to us about the paradise, it is as if we see it with our eyes. It is as if it is right in front of us. And if he speaks to us صلى الله عليه وسلم about the hellfire, it is as if we see it with our eyes. It is as if it is right there in front of us. And then Hamdala stated that, or he accused himself of having hypocrisy. And Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, he stated that he indeed found the same thing within himself. And then he decided to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mention this to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to further inquire about their situation.
ماذا قال؟
And what was the response of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated,
لو أنكم.
He said that if you were.
تكونون عند أهليكم.
The last part of this story, Hamdala said, when we go back to our families and when we're with our wives and children, we forget those things that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned. And the Shaykh said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his response was that if you were in the condition when you're with your families like you are when you're with me,
لو أنكم تكونون عند أهليكم كما تكونون عندي لصافحتكم الملائكة في الطلقة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said to Hamdala and Abu Bakr, he said that if you were when you're with your families, if you are in the same condition when you're with your families and children like you are when you're with me, the angels would shake your hands as you're walking in the turqa of the past.
ولكن ساعة
however, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated, however, oh Hamdala and Abu Bakr, ساعة ساعة. A time for this and a time for that.
ساعة وساعة.
ساعة وساعة. يعني
يحصل للنفس ما يحصل لها فتنشغل بمشاغلها.
It can be loosely translated as a time for this and a time for that. There will be a time where you will be like you are when you're with me, and there will be a time where you will become busy with those things that busy you from the dunya.
ضرورة الحياة.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that these are from the necessities of life.
لازم نكسب، لازم ربي، لازم.
We must earn a living. We must raise our children and our families.
No, that's not of bond.
We are not monks.
It's not a problem.
We are not monks. We strive to live a balanced life.
ذلك تجد الرهبان لا يتزوجون ولا يعملون فقط في المعابد.
And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that we are not monks. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala stated that if you look at the life of a monk, he stays in his monastery, he doesn't work, they don't get married, they don't have children, they're just in their monasteries.
ولذلك يقول المسلم لا رهبانية.
And due to this fact, there is no monasticism in the religion of Islam.
No. فقال أنا آكل وأشرب.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that I drink, I eat, I get married.
أصوم.
I fast, I sleep.
وأنكح النساء.
And I marry women.
وأصلي وأرقد.
And I pray, and I pray at night sometimes, and I also sleep at night.
ومن غائب عن سنتي ليس مني.
And the individual who leaves my or does not desire my sunnah or opposes my sunnah, then he is not from me.
No.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال مر علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نعالج خصا لنا فقال ما هذا فقلنا قد وهى فنحن نصلحه فقال ما أرى الأمر إلا أعجل من ذلك. رواه أبو داود والترمذي بإسناد البخاري ومسلم. وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح.
قصده صلى الله عليه وسلم
بالشيخ حميد الله تعالى
يشتغل بالدنيا الآخرة قريبا.
بالشيخ حميد الله تعالى السيد ذات الفضل صلى الله عليه وسلم ووزن كيف من الحديث ذات الفضل صلى الله عليه وسلم السيد ذات أو زمان الإسلام كم بيجي with the dunya as is temporary and what awaits us from the akhira is close.
حتى هم حتى لا ينشغلون.
So that they may not busy themselves with the dunya.
وإلا هو صلى الله عليه وسلم الذي قال لو قامت الساعة وبيدك فسيرها وغلسها.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah said, Jumani, that's the statement that the Prophet himself stated that if the dunya was, if the qiyamah was to start and you had a seed in your hand, then you still plant it.
علي بن أبي طالب في مجلس السابق ذكرت لكم مقولة جميلة لعلي بن أبي طالب فيها توازن وفهم الحياة وفهم الدين فهم التوازن بين رغبات الروح ومتطلبات الحياة.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala is reminding us of the statement that he mentioned previously, the statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is a very profound statement, and within the statement is an example of this balance, striking a balance between the dunya and the
akhirah.
And due to this, Ali ibn Abi Talib, he stated, he said, live with regards to your worldly affairs, your worldly life.
كأنك تموت غدا.
Like you are going to.
وعش لآخرتك كأنك عش لدنياك كأن اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا.
The statement of Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said, work towards your dunya with regards to your worldly affairs as if you will live forever. And work towards your akhirah as if you are going to die tomorrow.
هذا هو التوازن.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that this is an example of this tawazun or this balance between the worldly life and the akhirah.
لذلك أهل السنة عملوا هكذا.
And due to this, the people of أهل السنة they worked in light of this balance.
الصوفية بخلاف ذلك.
And the Sufis they are in opposition to this.
أقرب الناس للرهبان.
They're the closest people to monks.
والدنيويون لا يبالون بالدين.
And then you have those people who go to extremes with regards to the dunya, and they give no importance to the affairs of the religion or the akhirah.
هؤلاء حمير الدنيا.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala said that these individuals, they are the donkeys of the dunya.
وقد أكل حديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it comes in a hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إن الله.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that verily Allah
يبغضُ
that He despises or He hates
كل جعذري جواب. How you can translate جعذري جواب؟ جعذري غيظ شديد نفور.
A person who is
جواب لا يحمد الحامدين ولا يشكر الباذلين. إن الله يبغض كل جعذري جواب صخاب بالأسواق جيفة بالليل حمار بالنهار عالم بأمر الدنيا جاهل بأمر الآخرة. وعيد إن الله
repeating this hadith that Allah verily Allah despises
يبغض كل جعذري جواب.
He despises this person who is hard-hearted, this person
منوع غير شكور لا يذكر ولا يشكر.
This person, he's not thankful, he's ungrateful, he has no gratitude. This individual
صخاب بالأسواق.
And this individual is
صوته عالي بالأسواق. على كذا على وهكذا.
He raises his voice in the market.
حراج تجد لجوج في الدنيا والأموال صوته عالية.
This person he raises
صخاب بالأسواق من الصخب.
With regards to monetary affairs that take place in the marketplace, this is a person who screams in the marketplace, he raises his voice in the marketplace, busy with those things that are related to affairs of the dunya.
جيفةٌ بالليل.
And he is like a dead soul, he is like a carcass in the middle of the night.
لا قيام.
He doesn't stand in prayer at night. No prayer at night.
لا دعاء واستغفار.
No supplication, no asking Allah for forgiveness at night. is like a dead carcass at night.
حمار بالنهار.
And he is like a donkey during the day.
يعني حمار مكدة شغال 24 من يستيقظ حتى الليل. وهو الحمار ما يتعب.
The Shaykh رحمه الله stated that from the time this individual wakes up, he is working continuously with regards to the dunya. He's not one of these people who get tired or get exhausted. He's constantly working for the dunya like a donkey. He works effortlessly and tirelessly.
والحمار أكثر تحمل في الدنيا.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله stated that the example is like the donkey, how he bears this burden, or he bears working.
يتحمل أكثر من
he can bear the burden more than a horse.
ولذلك تجدون دائما في الأسواق والتحمير كلها حمير.
And due to the fact you find in the marketplace that what is used to carry is that people use donkeys to carry these goods simply because they can bear the burden of this weight and this work that people use them for.
ضرب به المثل.
The Prophet used this donkey as an excuse, as an example for this individual with regards to his relationship with the dunya.
عالم بأمر الدنيا.
And the last part of this hadith is that this individual is عالم بالدنيا. He knows what he has knowledge.
عالم بأمر الدنيا.
And this individual, he knows the affair of the dunya.
حتى الدنيا دي بأمر ما كلها. يعني الدنيا بقى كل اللي أنا عليه وما. أتيتم من العلم إلا حتى في علوم الدنيا عالم بأمر الدنيا جاهل بأمر الآخرة.
And the individual is ignorant with regards to the affair of the akhirah.
ولذلك
and due to this fact
انتبه من مثل هذه الصفات السيئة.
The Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى stated that due to what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated in this hadith, beware of these characteristics that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described in this hadith.
حديث إن الله يقبض كل جاورين جواب ضعيف.
This Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that the actual narration or islam of this hadith is
ba'if.
And there are those from the ulama who declare it as being hasan.
نعم ومعانيه واضحة في حياتنا نشوفها.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that however the meaning is correct, that it is simplifying what we see in our own daily lives.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن كعب بن عيار رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن لكل أمة فتنة وفتنة أمتي المال. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
أشد فتنة في هذه الأمة المال والنسوان.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that the most severe form of fitna, trials and tribulations of this ummah are exemplified in mal, wealth and nisa, women.
ولذلك تجد الرجل يضعف عند ريال.
And the Shaykh Hafidh Allah Ta'ala stated that due to this fact you find that there are those individuals you become weak in the face of a ريال.
ريال دولار يورو أي شيء يجده ممكن
أفضل. Whether it be a ريال or a dollar or a euro, anything like this, he will become weak and take it because of the weakness of his soul with regards to money.
بل ربما بعضهم تثق فيه في مليون ريال. ما يأخذ منها ولا هلا.
And there are those individuals you can trust them with a million riyals and you won't be afraid of one halala. He won't take or won't touch one halala from that million.
لكن لا تأمنه على أمة سوداء.
But the same individual you will not trust him even if it was in the face of a slave woman, a black slave woman.
وبعضهم لا تأمنه على سنتين.
And there are those individuals you cannot trust them with a skin.
ويؤتمن على الأعراض.
But this individual is trustworthy when it comes to أعراض or the women folk of others.
وبعضهم لا يؤتمن لا على المال ولا على النساء.
And there are those individuals who cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted with regards to money or wealth, and they cannot be trusted with regards to women.
فلا تعرض نفسك للمخاطر.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala stated that do not expose yourself to danger. Don't say to yourself, I'm strong. I can handle it.
نعوذ بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها ما بطن.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala is mentioned in the supplication of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he used to seek refuge from fitna, that which is apparent from it and that which is hidden from it.
هل تريد أن تعرف تحملك للنساء؟
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that if we would say to this individual, do you want to see how much you can bear in the face of women?
انظر لنفسك إذا كنت لوحدك وتيسر لك مشاهدة أو صورة أو مقطع.
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that if you want to assess yourself, look at yourself and evaluate yourself if you are alone and you have the chance to look at something, whether it be a video clip or whether it be a picture of something of a woman, that is not permissible for you to look at. This is the way you assess yourself. How will you act in this situation where nobody sees you, you are by yourself, and you can look at this picture or this video or this clip?
هل تقول استغفر الله?
Do you say استغفر الله and ask for Allah to forgive you?
أو تحذفه?
Or do you delete it?
أو تحفظه وترجع له بعدين.
Or do you save it in your phone or save it in your device and look at it again in another time or على later time.
أو تتركه الآن بعدين تروح تبحث عنه.
Or you leave it now and then you go to look for it later.
اعرف نفسك.
Know yourself. Evaluate yourself. Assess yourself.
أنت أعرف الناس بنفسك.
You are the most knowledgeable of people with regards to your own self. You know yourself better than anyone else.
إذا وجدت نفسك ضعيف.
So if you find that you are weak,
فقد عرفت أنت علتك.
Then you know this sickness or you know this ailment that you have.
وقل هذا في المال.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is saying, assess yourself in the same manner with regards to money and wealth.
InshaAllah yahmina wa iyaakum.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala may say, may Allah protect us.
Bashar, du'afa, mubtalab.
We are humans, we are weak, and we are tested.
Hiya fitnatuna.
And it is a fitna for us.
والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن المال فتنة.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us that wealth and money, this is a fitna, this is a trial and a tribulation for the people.
وأشد فتنة على الرجل الحاذق المرأة. ما رأيت مثل إحداكن.
And the Prophet
صلى الله عليه
وسلم. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that from one of the most severe times of fitna upon the person, the man who has strong intellect, is the most severe fitna for him is a woman or the woman for him.
فإذا ضعفت نفسك اتق الله استغفر.
So if you find that yourself has become weak,
اهرب.
The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, make it sit far.
اهرب.
And escape. Run from that situation that you find yourself weakened.
It's الحق الدنيا.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala is saying that this is the reality of the dunya.
وتلحق بك النساء.
The Shaykh Abdullah Allah Ta'ala said that what Allah has forced from you from the dunya will reach you. What Allah has forced from you and decreed for you with regards to the woman folk will reach you.
أو أنت تلحق بالنساء انتبه من الحرام.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Allah Ta'ala said that or are you from those people who follow these things and follow after women and follow after the dunya? The Shaykh Abdullah Allah Ta'ala said be aware of these things and be cautious of these things.
No. وعن ابي عمرو
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابي عمرو ويقال ابو عبد الله ويقال ابو ليلى عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ليس لابن ادم حق في سوى هذه القصار بيت يسكنه وثوب يواري عورته وجلس الخبز والماء رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح.
اذا ما اكل ومشرب وملبس ومسكن.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى said that what is derived from this hadith is that the individual has what he needs to eat, to drink, and to live in.
ضروريات الحياة.
These are the necessities of life.
وبينا في الدرس الماضي الضروريات.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى mentioned in the previous lessons those things that are needed, they are necessities of life, الضروريات.
الواجبات.
And also those
الحاجيات.
الحاجيات those things that the individual wants.
والمصرفات.
And those things that are considered luxury items that the individual doesn't need but he has them.
فصلنا في الدرس الماضي.
And the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى explained that in the last or the previous lesson. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن الشخير رضي الله عنه أنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو يقرأ الحاكم التكاثر قال يقول ابن آدم مالي مالي وهل لك يا ابن آدم من مالك إلا ما أكلت أفنيت أو لبست فأبليت أو تصدقت فأمضيت، رواه مسلم.
يعني ألهاكم التكاثر بالأموال، أنا عندي كذا وهذا عنده كذا، التكاثر بالسيارات، التكاثر بالبيوت، التكاثر بالأولاد، التكاثر بالأسفار، التكاثر بأشياء باللباس، التكاثر كل شيء يتكاثر به الناس، ألهاهم عما خلقوا من أجله. يعني إذا أتاهم الموت نسوا. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف. إذن أشغلتم بالتكاثر في الدنيا حتى زرتم المقابر، فتتمنون أنكم لم تتكاثروا في دنياكم واستعددتم إلى هذه الأماكن التي ستنزلونها وهي القبور.
The Shaykh Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ recited these verses, the meaning of that you have busied yourself with this takathur, seeking to increase how much you have, whether it be with regards to children, whether it be with regards to cars and other forms of wealth, like money and houses or traveling and things of these things. All of these examples that the Shaykh gave Habib Allah Ta'ala from what the people seek to increase from what they have with regards to the affair of the dunya. And then When will they realize this? When they die. Once they die and reach the grave, they will see that they wasted their time seeking to increase their portion of the dunya, and it busied them from being busy with that which is pleasing to Allah and that which will benefit in the akhirah. And that the person is not aware of this until he dies.
يقول العبد مالي مالي.
And what is mentioned in this hadith that the servant says, my wealth, my wealth.
ما الذي يبقى معك من المال؟
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى asked the question, what remains with you from your wealth?
الدنيا.
The dunya.
شيء كليته أو شيء لبست.
Either something you ate or something you wore.
مما أكلت فذهب فيه حمّى.
Whatever you ate left your body and you left it.
أصبح غير صالح لللبس من كثرة استعماله.
Whatever you wore, it becomes old so much to the extent that you can wear it, you wore it out.
أو تصدقت به.
Or something you gave as a form of charity.
وأتى في حديث ليس لك إلا ما أكلت فأثنيت وما لبست فأبليت أو ما قدمت فأبقيت.
And the Shaykh Abid Allah Ta'ala stated that it also comes in the hadith that that which remains or what is your portion from the dunya, that which you ate and it left you, that which you wore and it became worn out, and that which you approached or brought forward and it will remain for the akhirah or a faith. Anything else?
Al-Waratha.
And anything else from the dunya, it will be for those who will inherit from you after you die.
فَعَلَيْكَ غُرْمُهُ وَلَهُمْ غُنْمُهُ.
And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala said that you will have يعني, its priceless pain, and they will enjoy in the recompense, or they will enjoy in the treasure of it, or the reward of it.
هُمْ لَا يُسْأَلُونَ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبْتُمْ هَذَا.
They will not be asked, where did they get this wealth from?
يسألون أين أنفقتم هذا.
But they will be asked, those people who inherit from you, they will be asked where did they spend it.
أنت تسأل من أين اكتسبته وفيما أنفقته.
But you will be asked, where did you get this wealth or acquire your wealth from? How did you achieve this wealth? And you will also be questioned, how did you spend this wealth?
ولذلك أكثر الصحابة عندهم أوقات.
And the Shaykh Allah stated that due to this fact, the fact that the individual will be questioned, where did he acquire his wealth from, how did he acquire it, and what did he spend it on, many of the Sahaba, they started these awqaf, or religious endowments. The Shaykh Allah is asking the question, have you dug a well? Have you built a masjid? Have you spread or distributed the Musa'ab or
Mus'ab?
Did you start, for example, a flow of water or river?
ليكن لك صدقة يومية.
So that it will be considered a daily sadaqah for you.
ركعتي الضحى.
Two rak'at and at the time of duha.
360 صدقة.
It is considered 360 portions of or amount of sadaqah. 360. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن المغفل رضي الله عنه قال قال رجل للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله والله إني لأحبك فقال انظر ماذا تقول قال والله إني لأحبك ثلاث مرات فقال إن كنت تحبني فأعد للفقر تجفافا فإن كنت تحبني فأعد للفقر تجفافا فإن الفقر أسرع إلى من يحبني من السير إلى منتهى رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. وإن كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما دأبان جائعان أرسلا في غنم لأفسد لها من حرص المرء على المال والشرف لدينه رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
حديث ما ذئبان جائعان هذا جعله ابن رجب كتاب كامل.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى يزوجني من هذا الحديث العربي كعبيد أسبوع 185 ابن رجب الشارع محمد الشارع ابن رجب رضي الله رحمه الله تعالى he made this hadith, the explanation of this hadith, he made an entire book.
نعلق على الحديث اللي قبله الذي قال والله إني لا أحبك قال الفقر أسرع إلى من يحبني من السير إلى منتهى. ما معنى هذا؟
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى is going back to the previous hadith 484.
المهتم بالدين
the individual who gives due importance to the deen
والعبادة
and worship
والاقتداء والاهتداء بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم
and following and traversing the path of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
لن يشغله ذلك أمر من أمور الدنيا فيصبح همه اتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذه الأشياء فينشغل بالاتباع عن جمع الدنيا فيكون مسكين. مسكنا هنا لحديث الرسول واحشرني في زمرة المساكين. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس تاجر ليس من التجار بل قليل ما باع واشترى يشترى له ويباع له. فهذا الذي قال إني لا أحبك قال أعد لذلك هذا الشيء.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيدنا ولد الرجل من الحديث وولد السر من الحديث is that the individual who concerns himself or busies himself with that which Allah has commanded and affairs of worship and following the Prophet وسلم, due to this fact that the individual is busy with these things he is not busy with the affairs of the dunya and due to this fact it is said about this individual that he is miskeen and it is the understanding of miskeen which comes in the supplication of the Prophet وسلم, whereby he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise him up from amongst the masakeen on the day of judgment. And the Shaykh Hamid Allah said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a businessman and that his interactions in the marketplace were limited. In fact, there were those who bought on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sold on behalf of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
قال فأعد للفقر تجفاف الدابة الضعيفة يجعلون عليها شيء حتى إذا حملوا عليها شيء ما يصلها الأذى فهو يقصد يعني تحمل هذا الأذى الذي سيأتي.
The Shaykh Abu Dawud said that this individual, when he stated that he loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded to him, he said, if you love me, then prepare tijfaha. And the Shaykh Abu Dawud said that this is like a cover that they put on the animal when they put stuff on the animal's back so as to protect the animal. The Shaykh Abu Dawud said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this example to the individual so that he can prepare himself for what awaits him from those things that will come to him.
ولذلك طالب علم الحديث
and the Shaykh Abdul Allah said that the student of knowledge who seeks the knowledge of hadith
أشغله الحفظ والتلقي والتعلم والتتبع عن أمور الدنيا وما فيها.
He has busied himself with memorizing the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and getting the different narrations from his youth and writing and in the gatherings of religious knowledge and he has busied with him and he has busied himself with these things and he has not busied himself with the affairs of the dunya.
ف غالب علماء الحديث فقراء.
And the majority of the scholars of hadith, they are from those who are poor, فقراء.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال نام رسول الله
ما ذئبان جائعا لأن حب المال حب الشرف يأكل دينك.
The Shaykh Hamdallah Ta'ala said that the Hadith 485, it shows here that loving wealth and status and position, this is something that will eat your religion.
مشغول يومك كله تجمع تجمع.
The person is busy on a daily basis trying to acquire wealth.
جانب التدين وجانب الأشياء بيضل عندك.
And the aspect, because this person is busy gathering this wealth and acquiring this wealth, the other aspect, the aspect of the religion, the aspect of affairs of worship, they become weak, or this aspect becomes weak with regard to this individual.
كثير من خاضوا وهم على خير أكلت الدنيا أمانتهم ومصداقيتهم وثقتهم.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that how many people, or there are vast number of people, that because they were upon good, and because they busy themselves with the dunya and immerse themselves in the dunya, due to this fact, that this dunya aches from their being trustworthy, and it caused them to not be trustworthy, and other good qualities that they previously had, their love for the dunya and their shirk in the dunya caused them to lose these good qualities or diminish and become weak with regard to these good qualities that they once had.
قليل بالتجار أبرار.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that there's a very small percentage of tujar, those who are businessmen or traders, يعني a very small percentage of them who are abrar or upright and righteous.
بل أكثر التجار فجار.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that the majority of the tujar, businessmen, are fujar, or those who transgress the boundaries.
الحلال ما حل فيه والحرام ما حرم منه.
And what is considered halal and haram with this individual? Halal is what he's able to get his hand on. And haram is that which he cannot get his hand on. Not that Allah has deemed halal and not what Allah has deemed haram.
والذي حرم منه يبذل له الرشاوي حتى يتحصل.
And what he's been prevented from, he pays bribes so that he can get access to that which it is he wants.
لضعف دينه.
Why? Because of the weakness of this individual's religion.
فهذا ذئب.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud said that what is written in this hadith is that it is as if the religion has been eaten by a wolf.
ولا يشبع.
And of course, يعني he's not satiated by that which he acquires or gets.
والشرف والعلو.
And the Shaykh Abu Dawud Ta'ala said that a sharaf is position, this person seeks a high position or a high status.
الذئب تعرفون ماذا يفعل في الغنم؟
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala is asking, do you know what a wolf does to a sheep?
الذئب من أخبث الحيوانات المفترسة.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala stated that the wolf is one of the most evil predatory animals.
لو أن مجموعة أغنام أتاها أسد.
If a lion comes to a gathering or a group of sheep.
لا قتل التي يريد أكلها.
The lion will kill the sheep that he wants to eat.
وانظروا ماذا يفعل في القطيع عندما يهجم عليه. يصطاد واحد ويجلس يأكل.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala is saying, look at the lion when he charges at a group of animals, he takes the one that he wants to eat, captures it and eats it.
الذئب إذا أتى في غنم.
The wolf, if he comes to a group or a herd of sheep.
يأكل 30-40.
The wolf may eat 30 or 40.
50-100.
50 or 100.
يذبح هذه يذبح هذه يذبح هذه يذبح هذه.
He bites from this one or he eats from this one. He bites from this one. He eats from this one. The Shaykh gave these different numbers.
بعضكم لا يعرف.
And the Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that there are some of you don't know this fact.
هو سيء.
The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala said that he is سيء يعني bad, evil.
هذا الذئب في ديننا.
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى سيد الأدلة الحديث. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave this example of this wolf. It is like the dunya, like the wolf, and how it eats our religion or eats from our religion.
ذئابنا التي تفترس تديننا.
That which eats and praise upon our religion, like the Shaykh gave the example, or like the Prophet gave the example of the wolf praying on the herd of sheep.
المال والشرف على حساب الدين.
The acquiring of wealth and sharaf position in each from a person's religion is like the wolf prays upon the herd of sheep.
كن حذر.
And the Shaykh رحمه الله تعالى said to be warned from this, be cautious of this.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال نام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على حصير فقام وقد أثر في جنبه فقلنا يا رسول الله لو اتخذنا لك وطاء فقال ما لي وللدنيا ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظل تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
ذكرنا هذا في الدرس الماضي.
أبو الشيخ عبد الله تعالى مثل الحديث the previous lesson, last week's lesson. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يدخل الفقراء الجنة قبل الأغنياء ب500 عام. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح.
لا شك هذا لمنزلتهم عند الله.
And the Shaykh عبد الله تعالى said that no doubt, and this is due to their position, their status, the position that they have with Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وعمار بن حسين رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اطلعت في الجنة فرأيت أكثر أهلها الفقراء واطلعت في النار فرأيت أكثر أهلها النساء. متفق عليه من رواية ابن عباس. ورواه البخاري أيضا من رواية عمار بن حسين.
طيب أكثرها أهل الفقر.
The majority of the people in the paradise are from those who want and promise in the dunya.
لقلة ما عندهم يحاسبون عليه من مال. لقلة ما عندهم يحاسبون عليه من مال.
The Shaykh of Allah said that because of the small amount of what they own from the dunya, they're being questioned about what they have from wealth.
فيسبقون الأغنياء.
And due to this fact, they perceive those people that were wealthy simply because they're being questioned is minimized. They don't have a lot of stuff to be or a lot of wealth to be questioned about.
أما الجنة أكثر أهلها الفقراء.
And with regards to the Jannah, the majority of people of Jannah being from the فقراء.
كما ذكرنا فيما قبله.
Like what we previously mentioned.
أما أكثر أهل النار النساء.
And with regards to the majority of the people of the hellfire being women folk.
وأتى في نصوص أخرى.
And it comes in other narrations.
أنهن سألن ذلك.
That they asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, why is this so?
فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded to their questioning.
تكفرن العشير.
Because you
تجحد زوجها.
You deny the good that was expressed to you or spin upon you from your husband.
يسمع لها الخير فتقول ما رأيت منك خيرا قط.
A husband that's good for her, and then when she gets upset, she says, I haven't seen any good from you. I've never seen any good from you.
وتكثرن اللعن.
And that the women folk, they increase this لعن or making لعن or asking Allah to curse certain people.
وهذا يدل على خطورة السب.
And the Shaykh Abin Allah Ta'ala stated that this shows the severity of doing this.
يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللعانون.
It comes in the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that those individuals who frequently make this la'an or ask Allah to curse certain individuals.
ليسوا بشهداء ولا شفعاء يوم القيامة.
They will not be witnesses on the day of judgment, nor will they be intercessors on the day of judgment.
هذه خطورة.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this exemplifies the danger of being like this and frequently saying this لعن or asking Allah to curse people.
ما يشفع.
They will not, these individuals will not see on the eye of anybody.
انتبه.
And the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى saying be cautious of this.
فلذلك المرأة.
And due to this fact, the woman.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكثرن من الصدقة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he told the women folk he steps increase in your giving and charity. This was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's answer or remedy for the women folks, for them to increase in giving sadaqah.
أكثر من الصدقة يا أمة الله.
And Shaykh Hamidullah Ta'ala is saying, O servant of Allah, the women servants of Allah, increase in your giving charity.
من مالك.
Whether it be from your wealth.
أو باقي الطعام.
Or the remaining food that you may have.
وتبيه في أبي المحتاجين.
Organize it and fix it up and give it to those people who are in need.
اللباس اللي ما تحتاجونه بدل ما ترمونه غسلي نظفي حطي في مخرج جيد أو مظهر جيد صدقي به.
All clothes that you have, wash them and prepare them in a nice manner or a manner which makes them presentable and present them and give them to those people who are in need.
أكثر الاستغفار.
Also increase in making istighfar or asking Allah to forgive you.
انتبهي نفسك من الغيبة والنميمة.
And also for the women folks to take care of themselves and beware of backbiting and carrying tales, whether it be غيبة or نميمة.
ذكرت امرأة عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تصلي وتصوم وتقوم وتقرأ.
Because it comes in a hadith that a woman was mentioned in the Prophet, in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was said about this woman that she was frequently in worship, she was frequently praying, she was frequently fasting and giving sadaqah, and all of these good things that were mentioned about her ibadah or her worship.
لكن ذكر عنها سلوكيات غير جيدة.
But it was mentioned about her certain aspects of her or certain aspects of things that she did which were not good.
ما هي؟
And what was this that was mentioned about her?
الغيبة, النميمة, السب, أذية الجيران.
It was mentioned that she was she carried tales, that she frequently backbit others, and that she spoke bad about people, or she did harm towards her, or did bad things towards her neighbors.
هددها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخبر أنها في خطر.
And the Shaykh of Allah said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that this woman was in danger.
كن على حذر من الخطر.
She was in danger of that which awaits her in the next life. And the Shaykh of Allah said that likewise, O servant of Allah, for the woman folk, beware of these attributes.
نبه أهلك.
And the Shaykh of Allah said that, O you brothers, also make your families aware of these attributes and qualities.
إذا ما عندك إيمان يا أمة الله أحبس لسانك.
The Shaykh Hamid Allah Ta'ala said that if you, for the woman folk, if she doesn't have certain actions, the least she can do is hold her tongue.
أكثر الذكر.
And also increase in remembering Allah, mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
استغفار.
Whether it be asking Allah for forgiveness, making istighfar.
صلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send favor for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
صلاة الضحى.
Also praying صلاة الضحى.
صدق.
And also this is considered صدق.
قيام الليل.
Also praying in the night prayer. قيام الليل.
قيام.
Also fasting.
في أبواب طيبة يعني افتحي لنفسك أبواب.
The Shaykh of Allah has said that there are many doors to good and that you should open some of these doors for yourself by engaging in these actions.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قمت على باب الجنة فكان عامة من دخلها المساكين وأصحاب الجنة محبوسون غير أن أصحاب النار قد أمر بهم إلى النار متفق عليه.
عن الدنيا وما فيها.
The Shaykh Abdul Allah Ta'ala said that this is with regards to the dunya, that which is therein.
وَمَا يُشْغِلْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ.
And that which busies oneself from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
نعم.
وقال رحمه الله تعالى عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أصدق كلمة قالها شاعر كلمة لبيد على كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل متفق عليه.
على كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل وكل نعيم لا محالة زائل. فقال له أحدهم كذبت ألا إن نعيم الدنيا إلا إن نعيم الجنة لا يزول. فغضب هذا الشاعر كيف يقال لي هذا وقد كان حليفا لهم، فأخبر أن صدر البيت صحيح وعجز البيت خطأ، فأصبحت تتناقل بين الناس ألا كل شيء ما خلى الله باطل وكل نعيم إلا الجنة زائل. هذا في معنى هذا الحديث وفي بيانه وما يتعلق به الإقبال على الله صعب.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى mentioned in this poem that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the most correct speech of a poet is the statement by the deed. In the first part, he states that everything aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is batil or false. And in the second word of this poetry, this poet, he mentioned that and every blessing will leave or every blessing will go, will end. And it was said to him that to revive. But the second part of the second line of your poetry is wrong, because the na'im of Jannah, the blessing of paradise and the enjoyment of paradise is everlasting. So it was said that the first part of this poem, the first part of this line of poetry is correct, and the second part is incorrect. And the Shaykh, he mentioned it, that كل نعيم or every blessing aside from the blessing of paradise is fleeting, it will come to an end. And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala said that what is it? Derived from this hadith, it shows that the value or the place of the dunya.
باب ناخذ باب الثاني ولا نتوقف هنا؟
الشيخ عبد الله تعالى is asking, should we take the next chapter or stop here?
ماذا تريدنا؟ نتوقف؟ أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والفقه في الدين.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala concluded tonight's lesson by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with beneficial knowledge and righteous actions. And then the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala sends prayers and salutations of all Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
نفتح المجال للأسئلة الليلة.
And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala said that tonight he will open the floor for questions.
نعم. عندكم أسئلة أو أنا عندي أسئلة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is saying, do you have questions or shall he ask questions?
أسأل أنا ماذا قال علي بن أبي طالب؟
The Shaykh رضي الله تعالى عنه is question for you all. What did Ali رضي الله عنه, what is his statement that the Shaykh mentioned tonight and in the previous lesson?
طيب سمعتم؟
Did you hear what he said? The brother that he mentioned, the statement of Ali بن أبي طالب.
ما سمعته؟ قلها أنت.
The Shaykh said, if you didn't hear it, then you answer.
احنا قلنا ما سمعتنا. أسمع سمعتك. ها.
Somebody from the south.
من يقول هذا؟ نعم.
ليش؟ We live in this dunya as if you are going to live forever.
Okay.
And live for akhira as if it's going to come soon.
And tomorrow. That's true. Huh? من يعيده؟
عيش الدنيا كأنك تموت غدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا.
اعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا واعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. غير يعني لما تبني لك بيت، البيت كم يتحمل سنة؟ ممكن 50-100 سنة على حسب قوة البنيان. أنت ما أنت عايش بعمر هذا البيت، لكنك جعلته لنفسك ولأهلك وللأجيال القادمة وهكذا. فالإنسان يعمر، يعني الله عز وجل خلقنا في هذه الأرض لعمارة الآخرة ونستعين بالدنيا إلى الآخرة.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he further mentioned this, the meaning of this statement is like he said, for example, when you build a house, how long is that house built for? The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that it may be built depending on how it is built and the material is used. It may last for 50 years or 60 years, despite the fact that you may die before the end of that time. Why? Because you're thinking about the people who will inherit, you're thinking about your children and your grandchildren. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated like this, we work towards the dunya. But at the same time, we work towards the dunya, using the dunya to work towards the akhirah, and that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which awaits us when we die.
And this was him.
And the Shaykh Abdullah
said, حتى تسأل.
And he will ask until you ask.
ما الفرق بين الزهد والورع؟
What is the difference between الزهد and الورع؟
أصبر خلاص عطوا الجماعة مجال عطوا الجماعة مجال معي ما الفرق بين الزهد والورع؟
What's the difference between الزهد والورع؟
ترك ما لا ينفعك في الآخرة.
جميل.
والورع ترك ما يضرك في الآخرة.
قد يضرك. نعم. الأسئلة الآن لكم.
The floor is open for you to ask questions.
أو نختم الدرس.
Or we can end the lesson.
هذا بالله التوفيق وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وبارك الله فيكم. نعم. لا شفعي ما يحتاج تكفي. إذا عندك شيء شفعي. حد عنده شيء؟ نعم.
الحديث بتاع ابن هريرة يدخل الورع الجنة قبل الأغنياء بالتسمية
إيه لأن الفقراء حسابهم أخف من التجار أموالهم كثير يحاسبون هذا ما عنده شيء. نعم سؤال من وين هذا؟ هل يجوز للمسلم أن يشترط لنفسه بأنه لا يصلي السنن إلا في الخلوة فإن لا يجد الخلوة لا يصلي على هذا هل هذا يدخل بقول الإمام القاضي عياض رحمه الله ترك العمل من أجل الناس رياء لأن في الحال الذي ذكرته هو لا يترك من أجل الناس بل يشترط نفسه في يوم ما بعد يوم. لا يجوز الإنسان يشترط نفسه السنة أنك تصلي السنة والأفضل في صلاة السنة في البيت وإذا وجدت من نفسك أنك تقول صلي في البيت إذا رحت البيت ما صليت صلي على نفسك قبل بعد الصلاة على أساس تصلح نفسك أنت. كثير من الناس يقول أنا أذهب أصلي في البيت وهو لا يصلي في البيت وينشغل هكذا مرة مرتين ثلاثة أربعة خلاص أصبحت أنت تعرف نفسك صلي في المسجد لا بأس كان الصحابة يصلون في المسجد بل ربما صلوا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفجر ثم قاموا فقضوا السنة التي لم يدركوها سنة الفجر. نعم.
الشيخ حفظ الله تعالى the question was asked if it's permissible for the individual to make a vow that he will only pray the sunnah يعني by himself and khalwa where nobody sees. And the Shaykh حفظ الله تعالى stated that no, the individual he is to pray the sunnah like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the companions did, and that it comes in the hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated that the best place to pray the sunnah is at one's house or in one's house. But the Shaykh حفظ الله تعالى stated that the person should be aware that if he says, for example, if he finds within himself, he says, I'm going to pray the sunnah at my house, and he goes to his house and he gets busy or he begins and he ends up not praying the sunnah, then what this individual should do is he should pray in the masjid. And there were those from the Sahaba that pray their sunnah in the masjid.
يقول اشتريت سيارة من ثلاثة أعوام ووجدت بها بعض الأشياء الخاصة بالسيارة والآن تم التصرف فيها ولا أحد ولا أجد رقم هاتف البائع حتى أستأذن منه. أنا لا أعرف ماذا يقصد بقوله الأشياء الخاصة بالسيارة إن كان الإطار الاحتياطي أو رافعة السيارة هذه أشياء خاصة بالسيارة تدخل بالبيعة ما يحتاج لها تفصيل آخر فما أدري ماذا يقصد بقوله الأشياء الخاصة بالسيارة ما صح السؤال ماذا تقصد؟
بريكات
بالسيارة ما بس هذا أشياء في البيعة كمية تجارية ولا قطعة احتياطية ما بس زادك الله ورعا وحرصا وأرجو الله لا يكون عليك في ذلك شيء. بعض الدعاء في الهند يقولون لا ينبغي للمسلمين أن يرجعوا إلى الاستفتاء للعلماء في السعودية لأن يوجد في بلادنا العلماء كثيرون فهم أعلم. هل هذا القول صحيح؟ ما في علماء سعودية علماء الهند علماء مصر فيه علماء مسلمين العالم الأتقى الأورع يستفتى في علمه وكان الإمام مالك يؤتى إليه من كل مكان وكان في المدينة وكان أهل المغرب يأتون من المغرب إلى المدينة يستفتون في انتشار علمه في الناس. ما قال المغاربة نحن لا نسأل الإمام مالك لأن الإمام مالك ليس من المغرب، وأتاه بأكثر من مسألة فما أجابه الله لثلاث أو أربع مسائل. قال أرجع للناس وأقول لم يجيب، قال أرجع للناس وأقول له. هذا السؤال أخطأ السائل فيه، لأن لا أظن أحد من علمائنا في الهند أو في السعودية أو في غيرها يقول للناس اسألوني ولا تسألون غيري. العالم هو الذي يدل الناس على قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، يعلمهم دين الله. ومثل هذا الأشياء، هذه أشياء عنصرية، ولذلك العالم للمسلمين ما هو لبلد معين ولا لإقليم معين، إلا أن يعين ولي الأمر في البلد مفتي يرجع له الناس في الفتوى فيفتيهم فيسألونه ويقول فلان للقضاء وفلان للفتية وفلان للحسبة. فالناس في الأصل تستفتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الذي يقضي بينها وهو الذي يعلمهم ويأمرهم. بعد ذلك كان أبو بكر يمارس هذه الأشياء، عمر، عثمان، علي. فلما تولى أمر المسلمين الولاة ومادتهم العلمية الشرعية قليلة نوبوا غيرهم في مقامهم في الإفتاء وفي القضاء، أيضا حتى في وقت الخلفاء في النواحي الأخرى جعلوا قضاة وجعلوا من يتولى أمر الناس بالنيابة عنهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أرسل معاذ إلى اليمن، وهكذا. فلم يقل أهل اليمن نحن لا نسأل فقط إلا، انتبهوا من هذه الأشياء التي تورث العنصريات، فغلط، ما يصلح هذا. حصل اجتماع لعلماء أهل الهند، وهذا في وقت الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله، فاتفقوا على أن يرتضوا رأيه في المسألة. فقال أحدهم يقول فيها كذا وكذا، فانتهت المسألة. قد يكون بعض العلماء قوله له شهرة وله أثر في الناس، مثل الشيخ بن عثيمين، الشيخ بن باز، من علمائنا المعاصرين الشيخ الفوزان. الشيخ الفوزان تطير فتواه في الدنيا ويستفيد منها الناس، وغيرهم من علمائنا المعروفين. فلذلك هذا الطرح ما أظن أن هذا صحيح، وإن كان موجود فينصح القائل أن هذا غلط. هل يجوز لصاحب المحل يترك محله مفتوح عند صلاة الجمعة في كفالة المرأة أو غير مسلم؟ ما فهمت.
يعني يترك المحل مفتوح وهو مسلم يروح يصلي،
والمحل لمين؟
لصاحب المحل.
لا يجوز، ومعتمد، لا ليس عليه جمعة. إذا يترك المحل ممكن يصرخ، ولذلك الحارس يحضر في صلاة الجماعة والجمعة لأنه مؤتمن على مكانه الذي هو فيه، وكذلك الذي يعمل في عمل وقت الصلاة يلزمه العمل كحراسات، رجال الأمن، الإطفاء، يعني أصحاب الأوقات الحرجة التي لو ذهبوا في مثل هذا الوقت ربما تحصل إيش؟ كارثة أو مشكلة. فيجوز في مثل هذا أن يؤخر الصلاة، وهذه يسمونها صلاة أهل الأعذار، وهو باب من أبواب الفقه وسبق أخذها. أما قوله كفالة المرأة أو غير مسلم، حتى لو كان صاحب المحل تجب عليه الجماعة، لكن جعلك في مقام البائع الشاري المؤتمن على هذا. ولذلك صلاة الرجل في سوقه, صلاة الرجل في مسجده خير من صلاته في سوقه. هذا الحديث ليس معنى أن صلاته في سوقه باطلة, تصح إذا خشي أن يسرق ماله أن يصلي بجوار حلاله وماله. الصحابي صلى فلما صلى وإذا بفرسه ذهبت فقطع صلاته وذهب ومسك به بخطامها لأنها تلفت وإذا ذهبت راحت إليه فمسكها فقيدها فصلى بجوارها. لذلك مثل هذه الأمور لابد أن يراعى فيها الحال. نعم
أحسن الله.
خلصتم؟ أسأل الله يوفق الجميع وصلى الله وسلم على محمد. بارك الله فيكم أجمعين.
درس غدا إن شاء الله.
الدرس غدا إن شاء الله, وهناك أيضا ندوة الجامع الكبير, هناك إن شاء الله الندوة في الجامع الكبير في الرياض بطرق وأساليب الجماعات والأحزاب في إغواء الشباب, وهذه الندوة سوف نعقدها إن شاء الله يوم الخميس بين يدي سماحة المفتي في جامعة في مسجد الجامع الإمام فيصل بن تركي في الرياض.
الشيخ حميد الله تعالى said that tomorrow there will be a lesson as is normal at the Sheikh's house tomorrow. And Thursday the Sheikh is reminding you all that between Maghrib and Isha the Sheikh حميد الله تعالى there will be a Nadwa or a conference, and the Sheikh حميد الله تعالى will be giving a lecture with the Mufti at the masjid, which is called the Face Lab in Turkey. It's in the middle of Riyadh. And the Nadwa is entitled يعني the manners and the way that these jama'at or these groups recruit the youth. The manners used or employed by these groups or these extremist groups or misguided groups in recruiting and affecting the youth.
وهي منقولة على البث المباشر.
أن الشيخ عبد الله تعالى said that it will also be broadcast live.
حياكم الله.